Chairman Jimisonga, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm trying. I'm coping well.
Okay, this is Mustafa. I'm calling from the United States for Mamba TV.
How are you?
Good, good. We're following a story about the meeting today in London, in UK. Of course, the SLPP UK and Ireland, we have met today, and as the chairman of the region, we heard that the meeting was interrupted by police. So I just wanted to reach out to you to get your side of the story in terms of what transpired there today, what led to the intervention of the police, and how did the meeting end?
I don't like talking about the party, but I think I need to say some things to you because of what's on the social media. As the chairman and leader of the party, I called a meeting so that I would peacefully hand over power for them to start the new executive election. But unfortunately, I received a yamming report that they've hired some thugs, people that are not party members, to come and attend the meeting so that they can derail the meeting tonight. So what I decided to do, I decided to hire a private security firm so that they will check the people when they are entering the hall. But what happened is that the hall was open and the people entered before the private security arrived. So when I came, some people were inside. The security men came and I asked them that we need to find a way so that the people can come outside for us to identify them, whether they are SAPP members. Upon saying this, my Secretary General came, said, "No, I booked the hall. I don't think the security are supposed to be here. They have to be out." I said, "Well, you booked this hall. You booked this hall under my instruction. And the money that is paid for this hall, I approve it." And he said, "No, I signed the contract. So whatever I tell the people is what they have to do." I said, "This is not correct and this is not right. As the chairman and leader of the party, I've been instructed to book this hall. And I've received information that people want to come in this hall and do something that is anti-party activity. As such, I need to put all necessary measures in place to ensure that the meeting goes on peacefully." But the young man insisted that no, he has already arranged with the police. They are already outside. I said, "But how will you arrange with police without me knowing? I've already paid for another party profile, and the security are here to ensure that only SFP members attend this meeting." He started arguing. I said, "But listen, if you continue to do like this, and you don't allow the people to be checked before they go inside the hall for us to identify who is SFP and who is not SFP, I think I will have to call this meeting off." When I said that, there's a young man very close to him by the name of Hassan Kuruma, who actually rushed, pointing finger at me right in front of the management of the particular venue. Then I said to the man, "You see, this is the type of behavior that I don't want here. Look at him, the way he's behaving. There must be more of him in that hall. So I want these people out so that we can check them before they go there." But the guy was very, very aggressive. So the man called the police that were standing by, and they came to me, say, "What's the problem?" I explained. I said, "It's because of safety. If the place is not safe, I cannot carry on with the meeting. Because according to the constitution, the chairman is responsible for the smooth running of the party in the United Kingdom." I said, "I don't feel safe, and I don't think my members are safe." And the police said, "Okay, since there is safety issue here, I think the meeting should not go on." So what they did, they provided security for me, and they escorted me to my car, and my friend drove me home, and we came home. So when I left, they said they decided to call a meeting even when I'm not there. So those that think that it is very unjust for them to carry the meeting on, they are the ones that stop the meeting. The chairman is not here. The meeting will not go on, and they have to call the police a second time. So this is exactly what happened. I was no longer in the hall because I called the meeting off. But they tried to reconvene the meeting. They said because people for safety reason, and we don't know who is SFPP and who is not SFPP in this call, I will not carry on such meeting. So I came home.
Okay.
So basically,
right. So just from the explanation, Mr. Chairman, it seems like you and your Secretary General were not on the same page before this meeting. I mean, how do you explain that to our listeners now that, you know, SRPP has been lately known to be very divided along flag bearer lines, and it's already in the social media now that this whole saga is instigated by flag bearer allegiances and things like that. How do you explain to our listeners the fact that you and your Secretary General were not on the same page with respect to this meeting going on peacefully? And who, right?
Well, most as I can say, politics is a struggle for power. So for some people, politics is everything. But as far as I'm concerned, there should be always authority. As a chairman and leader, I think I've instructed the man and asked him to do what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do it. There are some people in position, they just feel to behave certain way. For me, I don't want to delve in that too much. Yes, politics is a struggle for power. Some people have their own way of behaving, whatever they want to do, whether it's interest or not. But I went in that hall tonight. I took all the documents for the party for me to peacefully hand over. It's rather unfortunate that I have to leave because of security threats. But as far as interworking concerned with my Secretary General, I think you are seeing similar things. We are in the Secretary General in Freetown. It's been suspended. And the Secretary General in Freetown is highly influencing this young man. So this is not the first time. He's done it many times. But as far as I'm concerned, I have to continue the party work until I call another meeting to hand over.
So also to that point, I think we are already reading on social media that you have refused to step down. That's the allegation that's out there, that you have refused to step down and that your term is over. How do you address that?
Most in the first place, I want you to know that I believe in democracy. I believe in the rule of law. If I refuse to step down, there is no reason today I call to go and hand over. This is a peaceful handing over meeting. And I went there with all party documents. You see? And what they are saying that I refuse to step down, I want you to know that the national chairman and leader, G. Sumano Kapten III, wrote me a letter when there was a time for me to call to do election, said, because there is a court case in Freetown, I should not proceed. I informed the general membership that this is what the national chairman has said. But I am going to call a meeting for you guys, for us to discuss, so that we'll find a way forward. And I will tell you, I called the meeting. By calling that meeting, NEPTEC again, and you know NEPTEC above the national chairman, and they wrote a letter and they said, I should not conduct a meeting, an election. So what happened again? I took that letter in the meeting. They called another, because somebody again attacked another member. Somebody has to call police. So what I did again, I wrote to pretend that this is the problem. Can you advise my membership? Because I'm going on that for nothing, but the national legal advisor wrote and instructed me again, said you need to heed to the national executive decision. So immediately after the court case, I immediately told them that we need to convey a meeting for me to hand over. And that is the meeting today, Moose.
Okay.
That is the meeting today that is when the higher talks. Some of the people misbehaving there, some of the people that they took there that I wanted to tell, most of them might not be SFPPs.
Right. This issue of thugs seems to be spilling over now into the diaspora. I think the SFPP at headquarters, for the most part, has been also perceived as a place where thuggery has been taking place over the years. And, you know, for the most part, contributing to the integration of the party. So, I mean, what sort of message you know, are we sending in the diaspora now, if this is beginning to occur in the diaspora as well, to Sierra Leone, to the party in Sierra Leone, that, you know, we live in a free world and that we have, we can live by example? I mean, and how do you, what sort of moral ground are we going to hold the party branches now in the diaspora if these kinds of messages are beginning to trickle down to Sierra Leone?
My brother, let me say something to you. Some of the people I told you their talks, these are not party members, some of them, that they usually bring in the meetings. So that's why, because I spotted the game, that's why I hired security personnel to take the talks out of SFP members. But they never accepted it. Myself, the general, was very adamant. And for me, I believe in the rule of law. I'm a party young man. I was brought up in the party. The party taught us to be very civil. As such, when the police came and they see that for safety reasons, I have to leave, that's why I left. But my main reason is not to get talk involved in my region. Moons, I will tell you, I've been the chairman and leader of this region for 4 years. And you can see that we have grown from places to places. The party is well attracted by people. Before, when I took over, nobody wanted to be chairman. But now the party is well positioned, is well respected. You know, even in Sierra Leone, they recently made us a region. So everybody wants to be part of it now. Some of them are bringing different nationalities to come in our meetings. And this is something that I wanted to stop today. Remember, I paid two private security just to check. Only SFP members will not do too much harm to SFP. But they are using thugs, criminals from other nationalities to infiltrate our meeting to cause problems. And that's what I wanted to start today. When I see I cannot do it, and I told them, please, I cannot preside over such a meeting. Where is, I don't know who is who in the hall. The hall is a big, massive hall, and I need to identify who SFP member is. But I, the chairman of SFP, I will not conduct a meeting when I don't know who is in the hall. So the issue of talk is, yes, it's happening in Britain and things like that. But I believe they have people that have entered the party, they have vested interest, and they are trying very hard to destroy the party. But let me tell you, Moose, I send a clear message to them. I left the hall today, not because I am afraid to fight, but I left the hall because I want to preserve the name of the seat of the chairman and the name of the party. That's why I peacefully left. And even when I left, they still decided to create trouble. So you see, it's not real SFP member. Is the talks that they have hired to come and destroy the name of the party. And let me tell you, we will leave no stone untouched in pursuit of democracy and in pursuit of justice and in pursuit of fairness of SFP members. Our name will always be defended.
All right. Thank you very much, Chairman Jimmy Sunga.
Thank you very much, Moose. And please, please, it's good for you to get all sides of the story. As far as I know, I am a Democrat. I believe in democracy. And I've got a very, very good thing here. My executive, I'll tell you, 85% of my executive or more are with the chairman, who will ensure that we try to arrange another meeting so that we can peacefully hand over and we'll make sure that no one will enter the hall that is not SFP. And that's the only meeting that I will chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and I will make sure to interview the other sides of the story. And appreciate your time to talk to me. Thank you very much. This is Mustafa Wai for Mamba TV. I was talking to the chairman for the SFP UK and Ireland, Mr. Jimmy B. Sunga.